Hello, John.
Hi, Dr. Sherman.
How are you doing?
My wife and I have been fine, thanks. I appreciate you taking my call. My wife and I have been patients of yours for over 20 years.
Oh, bless your heart.
And I want. Anyhow, I have a friend in Issaquah.
Uh-huh.
With a prostate problem. He went to the emergency room because he had severe back pain, and they inserted a catheter, and then he made an appointment with the urologist for the next week. Well, he went in to the urologist to remove the catheter, and they wanted to make sure that he could void his bladder. And they put in 1,400 cc's, and he never had any urge or sense to urinate. So they put the catheter back in again and set up an appointment. And they want him to come back in and then have a catheter inserted in the urethra to check the prostate. And it seems to me like I don't know what they could find by using a camera. What are your thoughts?
Oh, they're using a camera at the end of the catheter to check on things? Is that right?
Yeah, they'll insert the... I'd probably take the catheter out and then insert the camera.
Well, probably a really... Probably the most common, reason for expansion of the bladder in that kind of case is an enlarged prostate. So if he is having trouble urinating and requires a catheter, especially a sustained catheter that he has to wear all the time, that's a sign of a really enlarged prostate. I'm surprised they haven't gone to an MRI of the prostate, or I'm sure they're looking to biopsy his prostate, especially if his PSA levels are elevated. But
I don't know what the PSA readings that he had, but it just really seemed strange. They said they couldn't do an ultrasound because the amount of urine in the bladder, that doesn't sound right to me either. So,
that's quite a bit of urine retention. But yeah, it's amazing. A lot of times the bladder can expand quite a bit, so it's not as efficient at pushing the bladder out. It's actually a muscular vessel. You know, it's similar to a colon. It should be pushing things out every day, and the bladder should be, having enough tone to push that urine out. And it sounds like it's really overstretched. So
I'm sure that's the case.
Go ahead.
I like the idea of maybe not necessarily a biopsy, but doing an MRI. But it seems to me like, does he have some nerve damage so that he doesn't get that sensation to his brain?
Possibly, and sometimes what happens too is it's not necessarily nerve damage, but the bladder has expanded so much that, it's as if he doesn't get the sensation to urinate because he has such a potential volume to fill in his expanded bladder. So
if he wears the catheter for a while, is there a chance that bladder then could shrink a little bit in size and then start working again as far as the sensation to urinate?
I have seen that happen in other patients. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And you can support various ways to build muscle, including, proper amino acid blends and making sure that he can actually repair that. But it is a long-term project, and you want to try to open up and reduce the size of the prostate. That would be the number one thing. And I typically start, I think you already knew this, but I typically start with Dr. Wright's prostate formula, which is really excellent. It has different prostate nutrients and herbs that in combination work quite well to shrink especially benign enlargement of the prostate. So if his PSA is high, then that would be kind of a different issue to look at. But I would recommend he get an MRI, and which doesn't include any radiation, and that would probably help him initially.
Yes, the thing I suggest is that he get a second opinion.
Yes.
Before he does the camera stuff. So anyhow, I won't keep you any longer. I just want to say how much we appreciate your wonderful care.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate you too. All right. Enjoy Arizona.